Njengabameli bezizalwane zaseZimbabwe lapha eSouth Africa akusiphathanga kahle impela ukuthola ukuthi baxotshwe njengezinja labana abantu bephelekezelelo osisi ogulayo. Yebo, kungabe kukhona izinkinga ezivelayo mayelana lokungena komuntu phakathi kwelizwe, kodwa ezibhedlela lapha si-expecta ukuthi ubuntu nempilo ithathwe njengento eqakathekileyo kakhulu. Kube buhlungu kakhulu futhi nje uma kuthiwa hayi ukuthi kwazi ukuthi li-foreigner bazobezwa ngokunuka amakhwapha. Hayi, buhlungu leyo enhlamba. Siyayibona nje into nje nokukhulunywa lapha nakuma-social media ukuthi abantu bangaphandle siyanuka. Angazi njalo mhlawumbe bona bajwayele abantu ababenuka, kodwa inhlamba yokuthi umuntu akuthethise ngokunuka ibuhlungu kakhulu.
Manje ngokubona kwakho, kuyini okumele kwenziwe ukuze abantu bengaqhubeki behlukuluzwa kangako abagulayo khona ngapho kwele South Africa?
Okuqakathekileyo okuliqiniso yikuthi kuzomele kulungiswe ilizwe lakithi ukuze sikwazi ukuthi siphindele kwelakithi lapho kodwa ngendlela ephephileyo. Kungabe ukuthi siziphepheli impilo yethu yonke. Kodwa ke okwamanje in the immediate term sesiqalile uhlelo esizalwethula kumphakathi mase siqedile ukuxoxisana nama healthcare practitioners angama migrants ikakhulu abavela kwele Zimbabwe nakwamanye amazwe angama migrants too, spring up ama alternative healthcare facilities and create a network ye healthcare engabuya ethe a subscription, at least even if it's a small fee, engaba accessible to ama migrant. Ngoba phela masikunanzelela akuqali manje ukuthi umuntu azithole ehlaselwa esesibhedlela, angeke usakuthemba, akusathembakalanga mpela nasesibhedlela, ngoba mhlawumbe omunye engakuthethisa kuxotshe acine kwenzela phansi ngezinye indlela. Angisho sokuke kwenzakala sikakuzwa, kodwa ke bayethukile abantu abaningi indlela abaphathwa ngakhona, even bayahaladwa khonapho esibhedlela. Okunye na kufuneka nje nathi isizwe saseZimbabwe izizalwane zeZimbabwe ke sigweme ukuzithola singale komthetho, ngoba ngithe mase ngiyilandelisisa le ndaba omunye wabathungameli kuJohannesburg Metropolis Department ungithintile impela lapho wangichazisa ukuthi hayi mkhwananzi, while siyibona nathi leyo nto asiyithandanga, but kunezinto eziningi ezenzakalayo ezenziwa izizwalwane zakini. Wabalisa wathi eyuveli kwangenelwa iklinika yabanjwa inkunzi, and as far as they identified laba bantu bathi ba-identify kungukuthi labo bantu ngabaseZimbabwe. Anginako ubufakazi bokuthi labo bantu babe ngabaseZimbabwe na, kodwa-ke kunempikisha mpela esinamathiselwe laphana emdulwini. Kodwa khona nje ukuthi kutholakala abantu bakithi bezithola bengale komthetho kudalela lona lolo khophe oluzosenza ukuthi sihlale sesizitha ne-host, of which akulasidingo sokuba isitha se-host. So nathi ake abantu bakithi bazame ukugcina umthetho. Ekunye sizakhala sithi thina sicela ebantwini ukuthi lolu hlelo esesibhizisile initiator for an alternative health care balusekele ngokusubscribe, wenzele ukuthi those networks of doctors babekwazi ukuyisustaina leyo program, ngoba without usekelo lwabo abantu ayiso zibe sustainable. Kodwa ke uma isiyenziwe yaze yafika kulelo zinga esifisa ukuthi ifike kilo, we will then see a reduction in the load efeswa ngama government institutions, because le uyabe isingathi i-private health care kodwa at a sort of subsidized level, ngoba sidinga amadokotela nama health care practitioners abazobe be willing uku offer extra mile services even at a smaller fee. So iza phumelela lento ukuthi yethulwe emphakathini ensukwini ezilandelayo sizothumela istatement sibhizike ngakho kwakhadesi siphakathi kwalezo ngxoxo ngingakamentioni amagama amadokotela amanye esivele sesixoxisane nawo but they are quite prominent doctors who have been in the health care sector for 30 or so years ngabantu abasizinto abakwazi into abakwenzayo sethembe abantu bazolisekela lolu hlelo.